What's it going to take for the Arizona Cardinals to win their third straight game? Welcome to the show. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Bob Rack. Follow the show at Locked On AZ Cards. Where's Alex Clancy? I don't know. Full week of shows without the guy. Hopefully he'll be back in the fold next week, but no promises there. We get into previewing week 7. Cardinals have won back-to-back games. Kyler Murray, your rookie quarterback, number one overall pick, he won your NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Patrick Peterson, your 8-time Pro Bowl cornerback, he's back in your starting lineup. Your three keys to victory on the road in Week 7, that's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Bo Brock. Yeah, for the third consecutive week, the Arizona Cardinals, they're going to face a team with the same amount of wins. So dating back to Week 5, Arizona Cardinals entered their game on the road against Cincinnati was 0 wins. Cincinnati, 0 wins as well. Cardinals win that game, 26-23. A pair of one-win teams squared off in Glendale in Week 6 as the Cardinals hosted the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, they missed a point-after touchdown, which would have tied the game late in that contest. Cardinals win 34-33. Margin for victory over the Bengals and Falcons combined, 4 points. Your victory key number 3 against the 2-win New York football Giants, it's this: win the turnover battle. Back-to-back weeks for the Cardinals without a turnover for the offense, guess what that translates to? Back-to-back victories. It's that simple. Is it that simple for the Arizona Cardinals? No, not necessarily. I mean, it helps, right? Because when you're not turning the football over, you're being able to hold serve, keep up with the opposing offense, which is a hot knife cutting through your defense, which is butter. But it gives you a shot. And the Giants, 5 turnovers over the last 2 weeks, including 3 interceptions from Daniel Jones last week, Thursday Night Football, against probably the top defense in the league in the New England Patriots. And Patrick Peterson, you're hoping Patrick Peterson adds a calming factor to the defense, but also adds its ability to turn up the intensity. And hopefully, not only maybe Peterson takes on this responsibility, or he empowers his teammates to force a turnover, whether it's P2 himself, Byron Murphy, Tremaine Brock, Buda Baker, playing off of Peterson, making a play to secure a pick. It needs to happen. Saquon Barkley, he may put it on a show, but I think the Cardinals forcing turnovers by Daniel Jones, that'll give him the edge. And also slowing down Evan Engram, who is just a matchup nightmare, as is every opposing tight end against the Arizona Cardinals defense. Both of those guys are cleared to play. Key to victory number 2, continue to ride your 2 running back wave. Chase Edmonds, his emergence over the past 2 weeks has given the ailing run game some life. His burst is what the Cardinals rush game absolutely needed. Edmonds is a weapon in his own right. He's not just a backup to DJ. He's not just spelling David Johnson for a couple plays so he can catch his breath. The Giants' defense gives up a whopping 431 yards per game. Over 300 yards in the air, the rest is on the ground. The Cardinals, they need to gash him in both departments. Kyler Murray through the air and on the ground. David Johnson, Chase Edmonds on the air, on the ground as well. James White last week secured 9 catches for the Patriots against the Giants. DJ fully capable of doing that. So is Chase Edmonds. Your key to victory, your number one key to victory for the Arizona Cardinals in Week 7 on the road against the New York Giants is simple. It's simple. It's easier said than done. But Kyler Murray needs to be the best player on the field on Sunday, and the offense needs to continue to trend upwards. Kyler, as I said, coming off his best performance of his career, 340 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air. And he pretty much secured the victory last week with his legs. A 5-yard scamper on 3rd and 5, and that put a period on the Cardinals' win over the Atlanta Falcons. Murray needs to leave no doubt. And I don't think there's not a lot of doubt. There's not a lot of debate on this, but Murray needs to leave no doubt that he's the better choice from the 2019 quarterback class than Daniel Jones. I don't think anybody's sitting there, despite Daniel Jones being the first to taste victory in their careers over Murray. I don't think anybody's like, okay, well, Daniel Jones should have been in the conversation for number one. But I think that you just need to solidify the number one overall selection from the Cardinals, moving off of Rosen, picking Kyler. And Kyler's, look, I think he's ahead of schedule. He's already ahead of schedule. He's already putting this offense in great spots. Sure, it's been against a couple bad defenses. This is a bad defense in its own right. It's not up for debate, but the Giants' defense is a mess. Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, that offense just needs to continue to progress. This is an opportunity for the Arizona Cardinals to even their record at 3-3-1 against the bad Giants team. And then after this, the schedule gets a lot tougher. Cardinals have to go on the road, probably the toughest place to play right now. New Orleans, Superdome, and then they're hosting the Niners on a short week after that on Thursday Night Football. I don't think a loss would be detrimental to the progression of this team, but it would certainly stunt things, and it would be disappointing. Because this is a huge opportunity to continue some momentum against a bad defense. The folks at Roman Men's Health Company are changing the game with Roman Swipes. The secret to longer-lasting sex? Get $10 off your first order of swipes and free two-day shipping at GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL, all one word. Coming up next, the Arizona Cardinals offensive line did not give up a sack last week. They're a pair of familiar faces for the Giants. They're looking to change that up. It's coming up next. It's Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Bo Brock, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. The spread is 3. Checking it out on mybookie.ag. The Arizona Cardinals, 3-point dogs on the road. Your over-under is 50. So expecting a lot of points in this game, and the Giants getting the benefit of the doubt for being the home team. Where do I stand? Please do not take what I say as any kind of professional advice, but I'm thinking the Cardinals get their third consecutive win this week. I'll get more into a prediction as far as what I think the final score is going to be, but I like the Cardinals on the money line against this Giants football team. Between football season, the MLB playoffs, hopefully the Yankees, their season will come to an end as well tonight. Hopefully it's just a bad weekend for New York. To start the NBA season, the NHL seasons as well, it's time to get off the sidelines and into the action. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support the team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie. You join now. MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Activate the offer, the promo code LOCKEDON, to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. I don't think I gave enough credit to the Arizona Cardinals offensive line for the sackless effort that they put forth in the win against the Atlanta Falcons. And it really goes to show how the margin for error is so slim, not only in the NFL, but when the Arizona Cardinals are trying to win football games. When they're taking down a team like Atlanta, and Atlanta, what they can get going offensively, Matty Ice, Julio Jones, Austin Hooper, Devontae Freeman, Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu, the list goes on and on and on. And they just had an answer for each and every one of the Arizona Cardinals scores, it seemed like, last Sunday. But the Cardinals were turnover-free, and they were sack-free, and they won by 1 point against a one-win team. Going on the road, taking on a New York Giants team in a hostile environment, there's some Giants fans, I'm sure, who are rioting Danny Dimes, excited about it, despite back-to-back losses and pretty poor performances from the offense against pretty good defenses in the Minnesota Vikings and the New England Patriots. They're probably relieved that the Arizona Cardinals are making their way into MetLife Stadium. But on the other side of things, I think Marcus Golden and James Betcher are watching game film, not from last week in particular, but the rest of the season for the Arizona Cardinals offensive line. Marcus Golden, of course, drafted in the second round by Steve Keim and crew a couple years ago, the 2015 draft. Had a very good start to his career, 4 sacks. Had 12 and a half sacks in 2016 at coming out party, and then suffered a bad injury. And then he kind of was a shell of himself. His final season for the Cardinals, he only registered 2.5 sacks last year. He was part of that outside of Chandler Jones ailing pass rush. This year, he's having a career resurgence. Marcus Golden in 6 games has 5 sacks. He's returned a fumble recovery for a touchdown. He's having a good year. Dexter Lawrence, You heard Patricia Traina, who does Locked On Giants. She said that he's starting to come alive. And we all know that James Betcher, from his experience as Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator and Bruce Arians, loves to dial up the pass rush, loves to dial up the blitz. It's going to happen. I don't think Kyler Murray gets out of this game unscathed. This is going to be a lot of Kyler Murray under duress and having to make plays. Look, I think the offensive line is starting to benefit from it staying relatively healthy. I know that you lost out on Marcus Gilbert. He was lost for the season very early on. But you're getting some continuity from the guys who have remained healthy. You're getting that continuity from A.Q. Shipley at the center spot. D.J. Humphreys is having a healthy stretch for one of the few times in his career at the left tackle position. J.R. Sweezy has probably been your best offensive lineman all season. Justin Pugh, probably looking to go back to a place where he played a couple of his big seasons before signing a lucrative deal with the Arizona Cardinals. He's probably looking to have a big game. Arizona Cardinals need to continue the momentum on the offensive line. I don't think that they have a clean sheet. They don't not let somebody to their quarterback. But Kyler Murray's also been doing a good job, despite being under duress, despite being sacked as many times as he has during the 2019 season, during his rookie campaign, which is up there, which is... quite a few times he's been sacked, 21 times. He's been sacked once in the last 2 weeks against some bad defenses. And the Cardinals' offensive line just needs to continue that trend. You got a bad defense, we're not going to let you to our quarterback. We're going to take these few opportunities we have, and it's been there the last couple of weeks, Cincinnati, Atlanta, New York, to keep our quarterback upright and continue to help him make plays. And it's just the offense has responded. And somewhere we need to figure out where this offense really lies. It does lie. It is respectable. It is legit because it is against the last couple of weeks against NFL teams. These games count the same. But when you go on the road next week to the New Orleans Mercedes-Benz Superdome and there's Cam Jordan and a New Orleans Saints defense licking their chops, it's a little bit more real then. Then when you are on a short week, you're a little banged up, only a couple days to prepare. Sure, it's a home game, but you're welcoming a San Francisco 49ers that's an upstart defense that's infused by a guy that you passed on to take a quarterback in Nick Bosa. And just a revolving door of pass rushers, they're going to want to get after your quarterback. They're going to want to send a message. This week is probably your last chance to really keep Kyler Murray unscathed, safe, and give him some opportunity to look downfield and make big plays. And it's going to be there. Look, this Giants defense has been gashed. Look, if you give up a sack to Marcus Golden, if he gets to get after his former team and put number one on the ground, sure, don't make it count too much. But there's still going to be ample opportunity for this offense to get right. And what we've seen so far and what Cliff Kingsbury has been able to really dial up on the offensive end has been against Cincinnati and against Atlanta. Has Kyler Murray been able to, and it's been getting the ball out quick, right? It's a testament to Murray just as much as it is to this offensive line to get the ball out quick. Whether it's the David Johnson, Chase Edmonds, Max Williams was able to squeak out for a big touchdown play, Keyshawn Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, maybe Christian Kirk's going to be back. There are a plethora of options for a guy like Kyler Murray to get the ball out and be successful and stay upright and come out another week without. I mean, the offensive line was at its lowest of lows against the Carolina Panthers when he was put on turf 8 times and then 4 more times against Seattle. 12 times in 2 weeks, you know, it's just brutal, right? That's too much. And then to go just one over the next 2 weeks is really giving Murray a reprieve, giving him an opportunity to let himself kind of heal and not take too big of toll in year one of a very talented signal caller's career. I don't think Josh Rosen had that opportunity in his first year. He did. And that just goes to show that it's a big part of the game. It's huge. It's paramount. So to kind of get one more week at this, it gives not only your offense an opportunity to stay healthy, but also gives your offense an opportunity to continue to grow under a first-year play caller and a first-year signal caller. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We look into it. Final predictions coming up. Who's winning this one, Cardinals or Giants? But I ask this question, and I want you to think about it. Which is a bigger addition, or additions, I should say? Patrick Peterson to the Cardinals defense, or Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram to the Giants offense? We answer those questions next. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. A trio of big names making their way back into the lineup for their respective teams. Patrick Peterson, of course, for the Arizona Cardinals, and then Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram for the New York Football Giants in Week 7. All three of these guys expected to make an impact in this game. Now, Barkley hasn't played since he had that high ankle sprain against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Week 3. He was off to another solid start to his season. 37 rushes, 237 yards, a touchdown, and then, of course, he's kind of a dual threat. 11 catches, 74 yards, and no scores, no touchdowns through the air, but having a nice answer to incredible rookie season for the Penn State product. And then you've got Evan Ingram, of course, one of the best playmaking tight ends in the league. He hasn't played since the Minnesota game where he was dealing with a knee injury, but both of those players deemed relatively clean bill of health. They're going to play on Sunday, and that's huge for Daniel Jones in this offense because this offense is sputtered, right? This offense has struggled. Ingram's last game, they were only able to muster 10 points, and then the game against the New England Patriots, it wasn't pretty either. It was a game that they lost 35-14. So, adding these two young playmakers and skill players to Daniel Jones's offense is going to be, it's huge for the rookie. And you look at this offense and it's going to now feature Barkley, who's going to be your bell cow, who's going to get the bulk of the touches. I expect Saquon Barkley to be the vocal point of this Giants offense, not Daniel Jones in this game. And that's, you know, I think that'd be fine. As I mentioned, as far as your three keys, winning the turnover battle is going to be huge. And if you can just force Daniel Jones into a couple turnovers, you're going to be in a good spot. The only problem is the Cardinals haven't really done that on defense, especially haven't done it as far as securing interceptions. It hasn't happened yet in 2019. But when you look at how the Cardinals, the tale of Vance Joseph's defensive coordinator tenure, the opposing running backs continue to give the Cardinals fits. Devontae Freeman, he had over 80 yards on the ground, plus 30 yards receiving and two touchdowns last week. And then tight end position, Austin Hooper had over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown. That tight end position, seven touchdowns against the Cardinals defense this year? Evan Ingram's licking his chops. He's looking for a big performance on Sunday. Saquon Barkley's looking for a big performance on Sunday. Those are two positions that, man, I mean, you don't want people to remain injured or on the shelf. But it's kind of a tough pill to swallow that they're going to make their comeback against the Cardinals on Sunday, who are traveling across the United States, going to New York for an early kickoff for them. It's going to be back-to-back early kickoffs for the Cardinals in back-to-back weeks. But that doesn't bode well for the Cardinals. But does that make more of an impact than Patrick Peterson coming back to this defense? Saquon Barkley is a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler. Evan Ingram as well. These are going to be guys that are going to be at the top of their position, in the thick of things, for most of their careers. Ingram hasn't made it a Pro Bowl, but he certainly has the ability to do so. But Patrick Peterson is a bona fide stud, like Barkley. And I just don't think we've seen the Giants offense already with those players in the lineup. And it hasn't necessarily yielded the results that I think that they'd like. I think at some point they will with the, you know, the trio of Jones, Barkley, Ingram. But so far it's, you know, they scored 17 points in the season opener, 14 points in the second week against the Bills. Really didn't have Barkley in week three against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's defense is atrocious. They put up 32 points. They put up, you know, and then they were without Barkley and Ingram against Minnesota for the most part, 10 points, 14 points. So it might add a little bit, but I think the Cardinals have the edge here with Patrick Peterson coming back as he's an eight-time Pro Bowler. He's a guy that's going to take away half the field. And the jobs of Byron Murphy, Tremaine Brock, Buda Baker, the Thompson boys on the back end of that secondary, playing safety, Deontay and Jalen, their jobs become a little bit easier, and the opportunities for them to become ball-hawking players becomes better. And I think it's an easy answer that putting a guy like Patrick Peterson, being able to add a Pro Bowl cornerback, shutdown, lockdown corner, it gives the Cardinals the edge here. Despite being the weaknesses are what they are because P2 was out of the lineup, wasn't he? So a guy like Ingram probably doesn't get to run amok like previous tight ends have against the Cardinals. I'm not saying you're going to put P2 on him, but it makes it easier for guys to cover and focus on those that position of weakness for the Cardinals defense going against tight ends. I could be completely wrong, but I just think taking away basically half the field, that's going to be huge for this Cardinals defense. I don't think it's going to help the run, but it's going to. We'll see what the Giants' game plan is going to be now for Daniel Jones. I mean, how many times are they going to put the ball up? What the Cardinals' offense can certainly help by is putting the pressure on by scoring early and often against a bad Giants defense. Sterling Shepard, still not through concussion protocol. He will not be back for the Giants offense. So when you look at their wide receiver core, it's pretty thin, right? Golden Tate, familiar name there. But then really it's Shepard was their guy. And then Benny Fowler, Darius Slayton, Cody Lattimore. Not a whole lot of guys you can depend on catching the football for Daniel Jones in that Giants offense. The guys that you need to look after are the guys we've mentioned here. Barkley, Ingram. It makes game planning a little bit easier. And Golden Tate's still capable, fully capable of running amok, but just put Patrick Peterson on him. And that will that'll pretty much slow his game down. Tate did go for 102 yards against New England and a touchdown, but that was the extent, basically, of their scoring. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, wrapping things up here on a busy week. It's always fun to try to forecast a win and what the keys to victory will be. And mine were pretty simple, right? Key number three. Win the turnover battle. I think that you can do that against Daniel Jones. Very susceptible to interceptions. Chandler Jones can also get in there and knock a ball free. Continue to ride the two-back wave, Edmonds, Johnson. I think that that's important for the run game to get that offensive continuity, that balance. And then Kyler Murray being the best player on the field. What's that mean for my prediction? I said it during the mybookie.ag live spot that I just did. I think they win this game. It's going to be a back and forth affair. The game's going to be in the balance for the bulk of it. These are two bad defenses, but Patrick Peterson adds the edge. Kyler Murray's playing at a high level. This offense is trending in the right direction. I'll take the Cardinals and probably the over. 50 is a pretty high over under for the NFL, but I think I take the over. Both offenses likely push 30 or over. And then whoever makes the least mistakes comes out with the victory. I'm going to say the Cardinals win this game 37-35. That's my prediction. It's been a blast talking to you guys all week. Make sure to hit us up on our Cardinals, Locked On Cardinals mailbag, LockedOnAZCards@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter @BobRack. Hit Clancy up on Twitter @Clancy's Corner, and hit up the show on Twitter as well @LockedOnAZCards. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your weekend. Put your bets in at mybookie.ag. Makes everything that much more exciting. And we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Thanks for listening to Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network.